This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, residents of a St. James community protest the illegal erection of a Digicel tower. Meantime, Digicel reports it's working to address the matter. Head of the Elderly Care Association worried about elder abuse and plans to investigate an incident circulating on social media. Animal rights activists concerned with the way in which monkeys are being culled. Armed gangs stormed Haiti's main prison. And Donald Trump moves closer to becoming the Republican candidate in November's presidential election. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Residents of Olive Lodge Road, St. James, are again calling for the removal of a Digicel tower from the area after government confirmed that no permission was given for its erection. Addressing scores of people at a community meeting yesterday evening, resident Dr. Jennifer Allen noted that regulations were not followed, adding that the majority of the residents signed a petition to Digicel asking for the tower to be removed.
The cell tower is between houses, and according to their own regulations, it's supposed to be 6 to 5 feet away from any residential home. It is currently 40 feet away from a residential home. So really, the location is not tenable for the cell tower. What's even interesting is that finally, on Friday, Minister Cattle comes out in the news and said Digicel was not given permission. Yet the tower remains. This is 123 signatures. This represents 67 of the 70 homes that are in this gap, saying that they would like the tower removed.
She said she will be seeking permission from the police commissioner to protest in front of the prime minister's office until the matter is resolved.
Since their offices have some environmental issues, so we can't go to them at the towers, we're going to visit the prime minister and we're going to carry placards and we're going to let her know we want this tower gone, okay? We're going to get assistance, we're going to get a bus, and we're going to drive down there. But we want you to come because we want them to see that they're doing harm to our neighborhood and we're not standing for it.
Resident and member of the Executive Committee for Olive Lodge Road, St. James, Dr. Jennifer Allen. Meantime, opposition leader Ralph Thorne, who was also present at the meeting, applauded the community efforts and supports a call for the tower to be removed.
And we're extremely pleased that this community has spontaneously come together to protect their health and to do so in a manner that is orderly, in a manner that is lawful, to further the purposes of community activism. So it is very, very pleasing what they're doing. The protests in respect of a construction that's illegal, a construction that does not have government permission, and they have resolved that it must move, and we are supporting them.
He criticized the manner in which the tower was erected without any consultation with the residents.
Whoever is constructing that ought to have, in decency, consulted with the residents. I understand that there was no consultation, that they almost did it in a manner that was disrespectful to the residents of this community. And you don't do business like that. You don't plant something in the middle of a community that is potentially harmful to the health of people without at least consulting them. The fact that they have not consulted indicates to me that they know, they have a suspicion that they're doing something wrong, and it will be put right, it will be moved.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. When contacted, Chief Executive Officer of Digicel Barbados Limited, Natalie Abrams, told Starcom Network News the company is actively engaged in working with regulators, the planning department, and other telecommunications provider or the other telecommunications provider to find a solution to the issue. President of the Barbados Elderly Care Association is upset about reports of a viral video showing a resident scolding staff at a nursing home for alleged abuse. Maureen Ward tells Starcom Network News they will not tolerate elder abuse and intends to fully investigate the matter. She urged nurses to respect the elderly and ensure that they're safe at nursing homes.
No one can feel good if the elderly are being abused. I'm certainly very upset about it. I really need to investigate this further because I couldn't believe my eyes to think that this is still going on in spite of all that the government is trying to do. Measures are there, already in place to guide the nursing homes. They're already there to be followed. Respect the elderly. They have their rights and they have their dignity. They must be respected at all times and given appropriate care and attention and make them comfortable and safe in their old age.
As president of the Barbados Elderly Care Association, Maureen Ward. The director of the Welshman Hall Gully is raising concern with the way in which monkeys are being culled in the country. Speaking during VOB's Brass Tack Sunday program, director of the Gully and trustee of Action for Animals Barbados, Deborah Branker, said there needs to be a standard by which monkeys are being culled. Over the past week, there have been reports of incorrect culling of monkeys in Welshman Hall, St. Thomas, which prompted concerned citizens to report the matter to police. The matter is currently under investigation.
What I'm seeing in the Welshman Hall area is that somebody is going around who was originally shooting monkeys on a particular property. Now this person has taken it upon himself to walk through community. And if he sees a monkey when he happens to be walking through, he will just shoot it. For people in the community, hearing gunshot is, you know, quite traumatic. You're not quite sure where it's coming. Is it really monkeys or is it something else? I don't get the idea of this random shooting of very complex animals. Is that culling or is that just sport shooting? Because if we actually look at the definition of culling, it's very specific where you're actually targeting a group and you are making it either reducing the population, taking out the sick, the old, to make it sustainable. Sustainable, not eliminate everything and shoot randomly.
Director of the Welshman Hall Gully and trustee of Action for Animals Barbados, Deborah Branker. Meantime, also speaking on the program, farmer Martin Jackman suggested using alternative methods for dealing with monkeys.
Should we not try to look at different ways in dealing with them in terms of managing them? Because I have tried some things in dealing with monkeys instead of pelting big rocks at them in terms of not shouting them and whatnot. And they seem to have been working. I have had them to a point where I control them to a certain extent in the terms of my boundaries and my borderlines. I had a situation where monkeys was coming back and they were just feeding on the bananas on the back of my property. Now, that is something I've got to go back and manage. It's not a situation where you can find a deterrent for monkeys and is a one-size-fits-all. So I think it boils down to how we deal with the monkey issue in general, because I don't think that culling them is really the thing to do.
Farmer Martin Jackman. Armed gangs have stormed the main prison in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, releasing many inmates. The vast majority of men held there have now escaped. Among those detained were gang members, including 18 Colombians charged in connection with the 2021 killing of President Jovenel Moïse. Violence in Haiti, the poorest country in the Americas, has worsened in recent years. Gangs aiming to oust Prime Minister Ariel Henry control 80% of Port-au-Prince. The latest upsurge in violence began on Thursday when Haiti's prime minister traveled to Nairobi to discuss sending a Kenyan-led multinational security force to Haiti. And finally, Donald Trump won a string of Republican presidential contests over the weekend, edging closer to becoming the party's candidate in November's elections. The former president won the Missouri, Michigan, and Idaho caucuses comprehensively, continuing his clean sweep of states so far. 77-year-old Trump told supporters at a rally in Virginia that he was, quote, on a rocket to the Republican nomination. He is on track to secure it next week. Recapping the headlines. Residents of a St. James community to protest the illegal erection of a Digicel tower. Meantime, Digicel reports it's working to address the matter. The head of the Elderly Care Association is worried about elder abuse and plans to investigate an incident circulating on social media. An animal rights activist concerned with the way in which monkeys are being culled. Armed gang stormed Haiti's main prison in Port-au-Prince, releasing thousands of inmates. And Donald Trump moves closer to becoming the Republican candidate in November's presidential elections. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.